Just gone 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and that means it's Racing HQ time, and Ron Duffacy has joined us here in our OB van area at Randwick. We're excited because she's back today for, as I say, show two of her final race preparation at this stage, is what we're saying. Ron Duffacy, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It's always more happy Winks Day. We're really looking forward to seeing her again today, and the mares and the fillies and the two-year-olds. It's an exciting time of year.
It is. The two-year-olds are sort of starting to crack up now, aren't they? They need prize money. They don't want to rush to these last week or two, but because I reckon there's some good two-year-olds that are being planned to run that week before.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there is. There's just looking at the trials, this slipper is, we thought it would, the picture would be a lot clearer after the silver slipper. Well, it's clearer just the fact that the first two over the line are right in slipper calculations, yeah. But they're not unbeatable.
No.
And the next 3 weeks, you know, they're going to be races where horses qualify straight away. So the field will start to take a little bit of shape from here on in.
Tony Gollum was looking at bringing one this week, Vincere Valare, that now comes next week. So there's going to be some new blood as well that we haven't seen in the Sydney group.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So then left, right and centre. Peter Snowden's got about four or five there that just on that fringe of saying, well, I'm put my hand up just looking at the trials. So, there's a lot more questions to be answered with this slipper.
I want to ask you, before we get cracking on today and everything, but you watched the trials yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what'd you think? Because you do fancy Strasbourg a little bit, I think, if it heads to the slipper. What'd you think of yesterday's trial?
Yeah, just a little bit one pace there. Just a little along, but when you look at the figures there of the trial, it was a really fast, slow trial, the spread home.
Right.
And there's 900 around a little tight turning trial track at Rose Hill.
Yep.
I want to see him in a fast run 1200 finishing off. You know, he's a horse that interests me. He might be more of a size type, though.
Could be in the Todman next week. Who knows?
Well, you'll see how good he is there, because he'll have some stiff opposition.
No, exactly. Duff, you live close to Randwick. You would have, I don't know, heard that rain just after midnight. It was, it dropped 3.2 mil of rain here, and Navesh Ramdani has said that's perfect. Well, he was thinking about whether of watering yesterday afternoon or not, but he's got the natural stuff, and we're on a good four with a Penno of 5.16.
Yep, didn't hear a thing, Andrew. I stepped right through it.
No, wasn't that loud?
No, it wasn't.
How many hours of sleep on average do you get a night?
I like about eight.
Eight? You still get eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a good sleeper.
It must be the body just gets used to. Tony Brassel saying to us earlier, he gets 4 hours on average a night.
It's strange, isn't it? Some people, that's all they need.
I used to love 10 hours. At, you know, when I was 25 or something, I'd go to bed and sleep all day and night. You know,
I like one sleep in a week. You know, either a Friday.
I try on a Sunday.
Yeah, but Tuesday or Friday.
Yeah, Joe Cleary. Does he sleep?
He can't sleep.
He can't sleep. Joe Cleary. Good morning.
Morning, Hoss. Morning, Duff. Back in the day when I was 25, I'd go for lunch on Friday and get home on Sunday, Hoss.
I didn't think things had changed too much.
No, they haven't actually, Ronnie, I must admit.
you're still young at heart, aren't you?
So true, mate. So true. But Charlene keeps me in line these days.
Yeah. Mate, I'm not going to... I'll ask you and then that'll be it. How much sleep do you get a night as a trainer?
I bow out about 9 o'clock each night, Hoss. About half hour of telly and a little tap on the shoulder. We'll maybe get to sleep about 10 o'clock. It's about 4 o'clock in the summer and 5 o'clock in the winter down here.
Okay, so that's 5 or 6 hours you're getting. I won't say what I was going to say. I hope there's lots of taps on the shoulders, though. Hey, Joe, talking about... well, no, I don't know how to link this now, Duff.
Girls are ready.
Girls are ready. Or he's runner in the first today.
Firstly, where is Girls Are Ready at, Joe?
She's just galloped now. Toddy's just gone out, I know. Her and Mossy Girl just galloped on the course proper and... off Trumpson Cliff to go out next. So she races in 2 weeks today at the Gold Coast, Ronnie, in the Cutis Jewel Race.
Yep.
I'll keep her here for as long as I possibly can. I spelled her in Queensland. I had 4 days before, she was just so agitated and so well in the Gold Coast environment. And sort of everywhere they walk up there, they walk on bitumen. And she was just really, really naughty. So I whizzed her on the truck and got her home. So we've done as much work as we possibly can from here. She'll go up there and have maybe 2 runs, and then she'll spell up there, and I won't look at it until the springtime, mate.
Okay. This horse today, Hardcore, what you say on this three-year-old?
Right race for him, Ron. I've dodged the Canberra Guineas. I think it's going to be a very strong Guineas this year, and obviously dodged the country championships basically on the back of the Noble Boy form. I know we can't beat Noble Boy or Handle the Truth, so I looked at it. Probably the set weights isn't ideal, being a three-year-old, but you get half kilo. Nice little soft barrier. I think he'll run the mile. Jess is always of the opinion he'll run a mile. And I think if he gets a nice cozy leader, he just gets a drop on him. He'll run a strong mile and run really, really well.
Okay. That was amazing. He went from 900 to 1460, whatever it was. And you don't see that often, horses, you know, jumping that and winning first up and second up at that distance.
Yeah, I had a few stones thrown at me by doing that running, but he had a really good base, this horse. I'll give him ready for 1100 metre race first up, 3-year-old at Kiara, and he drew sticky, and I had the arm to Jess. I said, well, just wait, I'll run him on Australia Day at Queanbeyan and give him a kill. And then I had that 1460 in mind at Queanbeyan where he raced so well. There was a few owners throw the toys out the cot when I put him in, but he came out and he won really, really well. He ran super the other day, just had to use him up from the outside alley. Just didn't clock off once he got to the front. His recovery was fantastic. His blood's read well, and I'd just rather go to this race today than take on Noble Boy or go to the Canberra Guineas.
Yeah, fair enough. And James is a McDonald who doesn't take too many highway rides. He's happy to ride him as well.
Yeah, well, I've had a pretty good association with James, and when I spoke to Guesty last Sunday, I said it'd be a nice ride, and he was of the opinion that James was going to get a ride in the Chipping Norton. He said he had a busy day. He said that he'll ride him. So we've had a bit of luck for him. He's won on Cliffy and we've run a few places in the highway. So, no, he's a class act, so, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And the feel around Queanbeyan today, you mentioned your runner coming up here, but we've got that country championship qualifier at Goulburn, and Queanbeyan's going to be very much to the fore there with Noble Boy. How's Todd Blouse this morning?
Mate, I'm keeping him as busy as I possibly can for as long as I possibly can, Hoss. He's 100 mile an hour at the best of times, Toddy. This morning he's just up to the cob, but it's a really good vibe. Young Benny's here, he's young fellow, we'll probably have a barbecue later in the morning just to, you know, calm the farm, and we'll load him up at 3 o'clock and he'll shoot up to Goulburn this afternoon. He's a very, very good horse, mate, and he's worked here last Friday. Had to be seen to be believed. Jess come down and galloped him. He's a class act, and Toddy's done a super job with him. He's steering the ship in the right direction. There's no need for me to interfere, but he's done a fantastic job, and hopefully the ball keeps rolling this afternoon for him.
It's a great story, all of these horses, but he appears, Duff, and I'll, just before I let you go, Joe, Duff, he just seems to be the one at this stage, but this is probably the toughest qualifier that we've had so far.
It is, but he's a dominant horse. He's better than a country horse, this fella, I think. You don't have to look at his style and the way he rounds them up. With just ease.
He's still learning.
Yeah.
You even just watching his track work here, and he's just like a big kid, you know. The penny still hasn't dropped, and obviously Toddy hasn't even chosen to put the hoods on him or anything like that yet. So he'll go country championships, hopefully, if he qualifies for us today, and then we'll take him up to Queensland for the winter.
Yeah, okay. He's an exciting horse.
And mate, I had him on the other morning. I was talking so much about Noble Boy. How many would he train, Joe?
He sort of works between 4 and 6. He breaks all our horses for us as well. He's a darn good horseman, mate. He really is. And he's just 100 mile an hour, Toddy. Toddy's one of these guys. He wants everything to happen yesterday. But this horse has been so good for him. He's really come back, and he's dotting the I's across the T's and doing everything properly. But we kick off here, and he's probably around 7 or 8 in the morning for me. Then he shoots over to his stables and knocks his over. And he's got a really good base happening here in Queensland. And as I said, he breaks in a few horses around the place for other people as well.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck with a bit extra there on Todd, but let's hope your horse runs well up here. You coming up?
No, I'm gonna head to Goulburn and cheer Toddy.
Okay. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Good on you, boys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Cleary talking about Hardcore, race 1, number 3. Noble Boy, Handle the Truth. And there's a couple of others that are competitive in this race today. The first two today, it's a little bit... I'm a bit nervous only because Awesome Pluck missed out, you know?
Yeah, but he can still go through the
wild card.
Yeah. You know, it's just the question is, how short is this? This horse hasn't even qualified, and he's already 350 for the final.
Yeah, if he comes out today.
If he comes out and wins impressively today, he could be the shortest price favourite we've ever seen in one of these country championship finals.
Yeah, understand. We'll keep an eye on the early scratchings or the scratchings over the next 20 minutes or so. No additionals this morning. Rome came out late yesterday afternoon, race 3, number 5, and Bivouac trialled yesterday, so that's why it's not running today. And Gem Song, they galloped it on Tuesday, Duff, with Invincible Gem, which has ironically been scratched today as well. But they, I don't know what the issue is with Gem Song. They just can't get it to the races.
Yeah, unfortunately. And well, hopefully we have a little chat to Chris and see if there is still time for, you know, the Randwick Guineas, or he's got to take a new track.
It's tough, though,
it's
isn't
tough
it?
Now.
1,200 to a mile and hasn't raced. It's tough, isn't it?
That is going to be tough for him.
Anyway, we'll talk to Chris Lees along the way, and we're hoping to catch up with Tony Pike this morning in New Zealand. Tony's got the New Zealand Derby over there. Surely Sacred is his runner in the Derby, but he's got a horse. He travels his horses rarely when they come here, but they normally run well when he does.
Yeah, I'm really respecting his horse today. It looks good to the videos on the replays from New Zealand, and usually, you know, Tony usually waits for Queensland to take his
seat, so
maybe he's just trying to get this horse qualified for something. I don't know.
Yeah, he did mention Stratty and those earlier in the week. We'll talk to him. Hugh Bowman is joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning,
good to
Rob.
Talk.
Are you?
No, excellent, mate, excellent. I noted a tweet last night for Hugh Bowman. You don't tweet a lot, but there was a tweet last night where you were standing proudly with some cans of beer with the Winx brand on the... I hope you didn't enjoy. You can enjoy them tonight, Hugh.
Yes, in front of my Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz Parramatta.
I knew you had to get the... I thought I'll let you mention Mercedes-Benz, but for the TV viewers, you're now seeing the photo of Hugh, and I think it prompted a tweet from Moonee Valley saying, the dream is still there for a fifth Cox plate.
Is that right?
Yes.
Dreams
well,
are free.
Yeah. We worried about that after today, weren't we? I've got to think about looking that far ahead.
No, exactly. Anyway, it's you're out there and about, which is fantastic. Well, the obvious is the test today with Winx. I listened to you again on Thursday, Hugh. That just seems like, in your words, she's going a bit better.
Well, she's just a really happy horse, Andrew. I mean, you know, how could she be going better? I mean, she's just taken her before her, but she's come along nicely since her first up run. Her gallop on Tuesday morning was exceptional, and on Thursday morning in front of the cameras, she didn't do a whole lot, but she was her usual self, just starting up the Rose Hill Straight, and she's ready to go this afternoon.
She's been behaving herself in the barriers this prep.
Yeah, she has. She obviously missed a bit her first trial, which made the trainer a little nervous. I wasn't too bad, but Chris was a bit worried about that. But she hasn't shown any signs of that since, and I'm pretty confident she'll be right this afternoon.
It's the same old question. This looks a very, very slow race. So you just see what unfolds in front of you?
Well, look, yeah, I will. I mean, I guess Blake will probably just have to lead on Happy Clapper. So he'll be controlling the speed. You know, I can't see him going too slow, but if he does go slow, I just move up and sit closer and be ready to go. And, you know, if he happened to just not want to lead and I was in front, well, I'd be happy doing that too. I don't expect that to happen, but I'll be riding where she's comfortable. And if the pace is slow and I'm back, then I'll be moving into it sooner.
Okay. Just Chris puts out his little reports for the punters around town and everyone, which is always helpful. And there was just a little indication that Egg Tart might roll forward today. But anyway, we'll see what unfolds there. All in all, everyone's happy, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, Winx is in as good a form as ever. And, I can't see, something would have to go wrong for her not to win today. Like it has been the case for quite some time, but now we're looking forward to it, and I'm in a bit of a shower around Randwick this morning too. I'm at Coogee, I'm sure Randwick got it, so that's only going to, she'll only appreciate that too.
Yeah, exactly. Race 2, Hursley, he did enough first up.
Yeah, he went better than I thought he was going to go over a mile and up to the 2,000 with a good draw. You know, I sort of thought after that run he's going to want another one. But when I sort of looked at this race yesterday, I think he could win it. With you know, from that draw, he can lay up a bit closer. It was a pretty fast closed as well. So up to the straight to the 2,000, I think that's a good move by Chris. And he obviously had that planned all along. And you know, the tempo today will suit Hursley more. And I think he'll sprint well when I need him to. If I can get a bit of room.
Mm. The 3 year Skyline, you're on Ascension. Could he bounce back today?
Well, I wasn't too disappointed with him the other day. I mean, I rode him like a good thing, and I thought he went very well. I think the top weight, obviously, is a class horse. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be a different sort of race today, though. I think I can't see much pressure. You know, it was a very fast-run race, that English race. Today will be a slowly-run race, I imagine. And I think Ascension will certainly adapt to that. And the top weight may as well. I mean, look, the eye doesn't lie. He does really look a good horse, but it'll be interesting to see how he adapts to a different type of race today. But I also respect Sun Patch and Microphone too. So although it's not a big field, there is some class in it.
It certainly is. Have you locked into a slipper ride yet?
No, I haven't, Ron. Okay. That's a bit early for that.
Yeah, fair enough. Still single, she maps quite nicely here.
She maps well, and she's a filly we had a really high opinion of, or we still do, but in the springtime, she was down in Melbourne and set to run at Flemington, and she just got a little niggle the day or so before she was to run and didn't run. She's come back this time, and she ran very well at Warwick Farm recently, and she'll improve from that. And back to filly's class, although it's probably up in grade, it is. She's back to the filly's good draw. She won't disappoint.
No. Do you know anything about this German import, Advance Yulong?
I don't. I don't know anything about him. It's obviously the first start for the stable. He's been in Melbourne, is my understanding, so I know nothing about him.
Okay.
He's a German 2,000 guineas winner.
Yeah.
First
yeah.
start in Australia, but sure, anyone that's looked at it would know that.
Yeah, exactly. Fiesta, what are you going to do here? This is a very tricky draw, but we know how genuine and good she is.
Yeah, it's not the best draw, but, you know, sometimes a wide draw can work out better than an inside draw, especially from this start. But, look, I need to go out with an open mind. It's, you know, it's hard for me to even to pick what sort of pace they're going to go at. But one thing about Fiesta, she's adaptable. I can ride her handy, I can ride her back, and I can ride her midfield. So I'll discuss it with Chris, but there's probably not much he can say either. I think I've just got to ride it as I see it. There's a few quality fillies in it, and there's probably a few that can't win, and I don't want to be sort of following into the race. But, yeah, I'll just ride it as I see it. But a run first up was exceptional, as you know. And, you know, I think she's come back a better horse than she was last preparation. And last preparation, she mixed it with the best of them. So, you know, she's an excellent ride. With, you know, if I can just get some sort of nice run from that wide draw, she'll be certainly making her presence felt late.
Yeah. And Noir, second up here, she should be finishing off in race 8.
Yeah, she'll appreciate the step up in distance. Her trials, I rode her in both the trials leading to a first up run, and I was very impressed with her. The 1200 metres, she was just left a bit flat footed. It was a slowly run race, you know, left flat footed but finished nicely. Up to 7 furlongs is going to be in her favour.
And you finish for the informed Godolphin on Epidemic.
I do. He's first up. He's had a couple of decent trials, so I'll be guided by the stable as to how they want him ridden. But, you know, he's going to have a nice preparation ahead, and it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
It was nice to win on a couple of Godolphins last Saturday, Villiers and Elise. They were both pretty good.
They were good. They were well-rated, though. I mean, Elise was a short price favourite. What impressed me, she, you know, I expected to ride a sort of towards the rear of the field, but she jumped very well and found herself midfield, but no cover three wide at Caulfield, and you know, she had to make all basically. She had to do everything herself, and yeah, I was really, really impressed with her. And Avilius, well, you know, he's an improving type of horse. He's already competed very well against very good horses, but he'll go to the Australia Cup now, and he'll be a very good chance there.
I'm used to you, you know, after the busy world of the jockey, I'm used to you saying, well, you know, you'll probably be off to Hong Kong tomorrow or somewhere like that, that you can't keep track. But look, you're going to Mudgee instead.
Yes, well, I didn't want to have a Sunday off, Ron. No, the Mudgee's where I come from and or near there, and the country championships. I wasn't able to get to one of the country championships meetings last year. I just had too much on. But this year, I penciled in this meeting a couple of months ago, and I've picked up some good rides, and obviously Cameron Crockett and Matt Griffiths have put me on some nice ones, but I'm looking forward to riding for the old man in the last up there on free ticket too. So anyone in the Mudgee district, be good to see you out there if you want to get there and support the day. It'll be a wonderful day's racing.
It will be for sure, yeah. Free ticket in the last at 5:10, and you're on Orion Fire in the Country Championship qualifier. They're great things, Hugh, the Country Championships. No doubt, you know, you've watched them, but to be a part of them and go back near home and be a part of it tomorrow, they add so much to the country communities.
Well, it just brings the interest, you know, and it brings a city class racing, so to speak, or the city vibe to the country tracks. And, you know, I have ridden in them before. I've been to Bathurst a couple of years ago and rode in the qualifier up there. So, you know, it's the build up to the championships. It's beginning already. You know, we've got quality racing, obviously, on the weekends with, you know, I mean, Winx speaks for herself. But, you know, outside of Winx, there's really good quality racing every week now up until the championships. And by the involvement of the country championships, you know, and provincial championships for that matter, just, you know, it starts to build up right throughout New South Wales. I think it brings a lot of excitement and a lot of hope to a lot of people, and that's what it's about.
Well, someone told me they might have seen you at one of the picnic meetings a couple of weeks ago. Was it Jerobong or Tom England or something?
Geary. Geary Picnic. So I rode at Geary, actually, when I was apprenticed with Leanne and Billy Aspros, and because Billy refused to go there and ride, so it was great to
get
a young Hugh Bowman to pick up a few nice rides that Billy Aspros didn't want to ride. So I had my first winner in the famous Goree colours all those years ago for Max Crockett. And I think I only rode there the once, but that wasn't a picnic outfit then, of course, but it is now, and it was a great day. So
yeah, good one.
Yeah, it's nice getting back to grassroots from time to time. And there was plenty of fans there. I arrived unannounced, and
you had a few mates by the end of the day.
It was a great day, though. It really was.
Yeah, did you get all their numbers? Did you?
Fantastic.
Good luck with the Wings today.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good on you. Good on you. Hugh Bowman joining us there. Gee, you got some spies around the traps.
Someone said, Hugh Bowman's at the picnic. word travel quickly. The crowd doubled, I think, once they heard he was there.
And it will tomorrow. I mean, if she wins today, like hopefully she does, records are being rewritten every time she races these days. But another one today, 23 Group 1s, 31 on the trot, these sort of things. But, I mean, for him to be at Mudgee tomorrow, how good is that?
Unbelievable. And not just going to ride in the main race. You know,
everything.
He's taking rides here and there. He's not worried about it. He's one of the boys. He's looking after, like you say, he looks after his grassroots.
Yeah, exactly. And next week he's down there. He rides Avilius in the Australian Cup, but he's got Osborne Bulls in the Newmarket. Obviously, Kieran McAvoy had been riding them, but he's on the Autumn Sun this time next week in the Randwick Guineas.
I think on Twitter that Rachel King's picked up a ride with Alfred in the new market.
Encryption.
Encryption. Okay, he went well the other day.
Yeah, flashed home, really good, solid late. No extra scratchings at this stage. It's pretty solid, Ron. We're only on the eight, and I think probably we're on a good four. It's been a good drying week from a heavy eight on Monday to a good four now. We copped that 3.2 mil of rain just after midnight. You didn't hear it. I wonder if Ron Quinton heard it. Did you hear the rain after midnight, Ron?
We actually got probably a little bit more at Randwick than we did at Coogee, but and we got another little shower there at 6 o'clock when they were actually doing the gallop on the course proper, but that wouldn't affect it at all.
No, it'll be, you would think, perfect. Just it's been the natural rain of this time last week when I guess is the ideal time to get it, and then just let it improve as the week goes on. Ron, it's such an exciting day. We just spoke to Hugh Bowman about Winks and the like. Mate, as a long-time player in Sydney racing, do you come to the races and want to see Winks as well?
Oh, yeah, I don't. You know, it's no doubt that people just love to watch a champion and see a champion, and, you know, stringing all those consecutive wins together is just quite unbelievable.
Ron, this two-year-old colt you got today, Sun Patch, he looks an improver. Only one soft trial going into his first start, and he hit the line hard. He's just got a nice little profile there to be an improver.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And the horse has got a lot of improvement in him as far as physical as well. So, you know, it's a tough little race today, but he's the Boo race was pretty impressive after getting into a little bit of trouble just after straightening, and then he had to change course a couple of times in the straight, and, you know, it was a pretty, well, put it this way, a lot of people were impressed by it, so I suppose I've got to be a little bit impressed as well.
We just saw the replay on the TV, Ron, and for our radio audience, Sunpatch came so quickly when it was clear.
Exactly. Oh, no, he quickened up really, really well. As you say, like, he only had one soft trial, and Huey rode him in the trial, and he was pretty impressed with him. And, you know, he would have rode him that day, only that he was suspended on the day.
Well, Andrew rode him so well, and I see he's been replaced today. What's the story there?
Well, he's owned in Hong Kong Interest, and they have a choice that, well, they select, give me a choice of riders to put on him, and that's the way it is.
Okay. Is he a horse that's probably got Hong Kong stamped on him in the future?
Yeah, I don't know. If he measured up to be a real quality horse, then there's probably a good chance he would stay here, but only time will tell that, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's probably hard for Andrew. You would have went through, we've all gone through where we've been replaced on horses earlier in your career, and it's something, it's part of the game, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And we all went through it, as you say. We had to wait for someone else to go, or George Moore to retire, or go overseas and things like that. And that's what I always try and explain to all of the boys, you know, all the way through. And Bowman was no exception to the rule either at the same stage. But, you know, as I said to Andrew the other day, you know, those guys are 13 or 14 years older than him, and, you know, he's just got to wait his time like we all did.
Yep, for sure, and it's easy to spit your bump dummy, but it's a bigger man will go, you know, come out the other side and keep working at it.
But just listening to Andrew, Ron, and watching him, he'd be a kid that would do that, wouldn't he? He just seems to be a sensible young boy.
Yes, he is, and I think, you know, when you explain these things to them, and it gets embedded into them, they learn to accept it. Now, he was there at the track this morning, riding both my runners this morning, and, you know, he's been an integral part of the education of a lot of these horses, that's how I come to put him on Sun Patch in his maiden, because when Bowman was suspended, I told the clients, I said, Andrew has done a lot of groundwork with this horse, a lot of the education, I'd love to put him on it. And they said, yeah, good as gold. But in the future, we probably need one of the
the leading jockeys, you know.
Understand.
Okay, fair enough. Dixie, how is she? We're all talking about Winx going for four today. I think she's going for three of these Guy Walters, isn't she?
That's correct, yes, she is. The Autumn, she looks fantastic, actually. She always looks great in the Autumn, and leading into a spring prep, she's always back within a coat.
Yeah.
But in the Autumn, she's not. Like, she looks sensational today, and, you know, as I've sort of said before, these mares are probably not going to get any better. So you just got to be a bit worried about the younger fillies and mares coming through. But, look, she's in great order. She looks great. She's had a couple of trials. You know, we couldn't be happier with her in the stable, so it's just a matter of... you know, if she's close to her best, well, she'd be hard to beat.
Mm. Well, talking about, you know, setbacks with horses earlier on with, you know, with Chris, with Jem Song, Royal Celebration, he had a little setback. What's the story with him?
Yeah, no, he's on, he's going nowhere at the moment. He's still in the stable, but we're monitoring very closely. You won't see him in the Autumn.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Let's hope things can settle down. Good luck today, Ron. I hope they both run well for you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a million.
Good on you. Sun Patch in race three, looking forward to the Skyline. Mark Newnham's just arrived.
Oh,
but he arrived with only sort of his saddle and a whip. No coffee or anything. I mean, isn't it a tradition if a guest turns up that...
I don't know.
It's a coffee.
Any extra scratchings? Or
no extra scratchings.
Nothing
we've
got to worry about?
No, not at this... No, I'm just... No, they haven't gone to interim. We're still sitting on the eight. But we are going to take a break, and then Mark Newnham will join us. And Blake Shins just give me a text and said, hey, Andrew, got a spare few minutes for you if you want me to come on, so we might get Blake on as well to talk about his rides. This is Racing HQ coming from Randwick.
Get that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 APG Sydney Sale. Last year's crop of two-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boasts six individual group winners, including Hard Hitter, Miss Halfpenny, First String and Animal. So whether you're a first-time owner looking for the thrill of a lifetime or an existing owner searching for the next champion, make sure you're at Warwick Farm on Sunday, March 3 to secure your champion. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
If I told you you could be part of a champion pedigree racehorse trained by Robert Heathcote or Chris Muntz, if I told you Schnitzel and Written Tycoon were the size, if I told you you could be part of Magic Millions Day on track, owner side, and you only needed $176.15 per month, would you stop dreaming and do it? Life's better with a racehorse. Be part of it with My Runners at mirunners.com.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won seven races, four at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start from Exceline. Trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney Sales. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
We're broadcasting from Randwick this morning. It is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Racing 1. The scratchings have just gone interim. The eight of them are the interim scratchings. I'll give you those in a moment on this good four at Randwick. Mark Newnham, though, is joining Duff and I in our OB van. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
It's an exciting day when Winx is running, mate. But you're coming to the races today with only three runners. But they could all win.
Yeah, look, it's
they can't all win.
No, I know.
Who's in the same race?
No, but
dead eats.
Yeah, but there's two in one race that they could both run really well.
Well, it's nice to have two runners in a Group One race. You know, it's we're still only a young stable, and these group of 3-year-olds now are the horses that I've had from the start.
Yeah.
You know, the couple of older horses I had to start with, they've sort of moved on now, apart from Lanciato, but these I've had since yearling. So to get them through to Group 1 stage...
Big job.
Yeah, really, you know, the whole team's done well.
Well, the biggest name of them all is, so far, is Nikita Jane, which she's making... Well, she's making all the moves of a very, very good horse, but we're probably going to learn a little bit more today.
Oh, I think so. Look, what she's always shown me, you know, above average ability, and to do what she did in her first preparation, I mean, I think it was 7 weeks from a trial to the flight stakes. So she was really just playing catch up with the other fillies, but this time in, she's come back mentally and physically a lot stronger. And I was just really pleased the way she paraded the other day. She looked head and shoulders above them in the yard. She was nice and relaxed. She looked to have just enough condition there where she'd run well fresh, but enough improvement through the preparation. And, she's backed up what she showed us at home.
Yeah. She looks to map quite nicely there. She should be just behind them there somewhere.
Yeah, look, I'd say so. Look, you know, she might be running fourth, fifth, sixth somewhere with a nice bit of cover. And... you know, Josh knows her well. He come and rode her work on Monday morning. You know, she couldn't be going any better.
Yeah, your other filly there, Graceful Glamour, she just gives the impression, let's just wait till 2,000 metres plus.
Yeah, well, look, her form is, you know, she starts to come into her own at a mile and further on than that. You know, today, look, she ran better than expectations first up. She's only beaten 2.5 lengths and covered more ground than anything in the race. So she ran really well fresh. If she can, you know, if she can back that up today, she'll run well again. But I'd say, look, after her third run will be Kembla Grange in 2 weeks in the Kembla Classic, and then on to the Vinery, and that's when she'll start to see the best of her.
And just with Nikita Jane, is she the one then of today that has got that sprint where Graceful is a staying type?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. You know, I think the other day she showed what we thought of her.
Yeah.
And once she, you know, got into the clear last 150.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, no, very good. And look, she's shown that on the track. I think just the first preparation, she was sort of getting out of her ground in a couple of those races. She just didn't know what her job was, but this time in, she's just come back a lot more aware, and like I say, she's caught up with the other fillies who'd had previous preparations to her.
Yeah.
Well, just talking to Ronnie about his 2-year-old son, Patch, and your filly in that race was just as good a run, Super Oasis, just savage the line at its only trial, savage the line at its only run.
Yeah, look, really good quality filly that, you know, went there a little underdone, just with the one trial. But it was the plan to go there, hopefully win, and then come to this race. I think, you know, she went well enough to warrant running in this race today, and she's shown good improvement, especially in her manners. She's a little bit of a hot filly, and not dissimilar to English. She's out of a half sister to English, and you'll probably see a parade today and probably be a little turned off because she was like that here the other Wednesday. She's quite hot in the yard, and that was a trait English had all her life.
Yeah.
And English actually only ran well when she was
good
like
track.
That. So she'll go with the pony straight away. I'm expecting that's the way she will parade.
Can she be ridden closer with the draw today?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It was just where she was drawn the other day. I just didn't want her having bad habits, rushing forward from a wide gate, no cover.
Yeah.
And look, if she'd have got out sooner than she did, she may have troubled the winner. So I'd say from good draw today, she should sit up, you know, a bit handier with a bit of cover. And look, Blake's got a lot of faith in her. He come and galloped her a couple of times since the other day. She did a main work last Saturday morning. I worked her with an older horse, and she sat off him and blew him away. So, you know, I'd expect she'd run pretty well.
Okay.
Good stuff. You're based here. We've got two Sydney stables. You're matching it in all right?
Yeah, and look, you know, this morning was a Randwick morning. I'm a Monday, Wednesday, Friday Warwick Farm, and the opposite day's here. it's an even spread of horses, and sometimes it goes on where the horse might be best suited. Warwick Farm tends to be a little quieter, and some of the hot fillies, they do better out there. But they've both got a good even spread of good horses.
Yeah.
So the only inconvenience is me driving backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
But as long as the horses are fine, it doesn't bother
me. That's the main thing.
But N5's not quiet, I can tell you that much.
No, it's a bit of a hassle. Look, I'd be a lot happier if they found more room for me at Randwick, but look, that doesn't look like it's happening for a while, so I'll just have to put up with it.
Keep punching.
Yeah.
Good luck today, mate. Hope they all run well. I know they can't all win, but they're all capable, and I hope it's a good day for you.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
On. Thanks, Mark. Good on you. Mark Newnham joining us here in our OB van. We appreciate him dropping in after track work this morning. Appreciate it, mate. There we go. Let's have a look at these scratchings before we have a chat with Blake Shin. Good for Penno, 5.16 in the rail at 6. Race 1, number 1, Fun Tickets, and 14, Pink Moscato, 1 and 14. The second clear, race 3, number 4, Bivouac, and 5, Rome, 4 and 5. The fourth clear, race 5, number 7, Gem Song, number 7. Race 6 clear, race 7, 11, Very Elegant, number 11. And the last of the scratchings in race 8, 3 Invincible Gem and 5 Floric, 3 and 5. So no scratchings out of the last. Blake Shin does join us, Racing HQ. Morning to you, Blake.
G'day, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well, mate. We just had Mark Newnham in the van with us here at Randwick, and we're just getting another little shower go over the track at the moment. But he was just talking about Super Oasis, that you've been out a couple of times to ride her.
Yes, I have, Andrew. I've done a fair bit of work on Super Oasis, and I really like her as a filly. She's not the easiest horse to ride and probably train in marked aspect, but I think the management of the horse has been, faultless, and it's going to hopefully get the best out of the horse, because I think she's got a lot of potential. It's just managing her mind, because she's a filly that wants to do everything in a real rush, and over the course of the past couple of months, we've worked hard on that, and realistically, we should have won first up with even luck, and we come here today in a stakes race at a second start. That's no easy task, but I think she's got enough talent. She puts it together to run very well.
Mm. Your last ride on Happy, Happy Clapper, was a Doncaster Mile win.
Yeah, and hopefully my next ride on it is going to cause an upset today. Wouldn't that be good? It's going to be hard for him to turn the tables on Winks, but he's certainly going to give a run for her money. It's a great race again. It's always exciting coming up against the world champion and trying to knock her off her perch. But I'm sure Happy Clapper, whatever happens, he'll fight right to the end and give his best.
Your other rides, Harms in the first, he deserves a change of luck. You'll look to the videos there.
Sure, he does deserve a change of luck. He is a horse, I will say, that doesn't really help himself by the pattern of the way he runs. He always gets back, he lacks tactical speed, and then you've got to try and navigate your way through them. If things go our way today, he showed last start that he's going well enough to run well. I hope to just give him clear air from the 600 and wind him into it, because he is a bit of a one-pace horse, but he's going well enough to be competitive in today's race.
Hmm. Gosland in race 2, trialling okay, looks well placed here.
He does, Duff. I think he looks very well placed. He's going through the field now, and there's a couple of old stages, isn't it? There's a fair few horses that are, mixing their form. I know Gofland on his best form, he's certainly a very capable horse, and I was very happy with his trial at Gosford. He sold really nicely. The 2,000 metres, I don't think's a question, even though he's first up here today. I won on him first up over 1,800 metres, I think, his first run for Kim. So Kim's sticking with a similar recipe, and he's drawn favourably. He should get a good run in the first three, and wouldn't surprise me if he went close to winning.
Dreamland Forest looks a nice ride in race five. He was pretty good first up. 1300 suits better.
Yeah, so I agree with that. He you know, he didn't have a lot of luck first up. It was just like a third barrier trial for him, really, the way it sort of panned out. But any luck on that occasion, he probably would have went close. And today, I think the race sets up very nicely for him. He should just come across and sit at your maybe Smiles Girth or being at Slipstream, and you know, that's the way I'll be looking to ride him and pounce late over the, you know, last 200 metres. And I think if the weight doesn't affect him compared to his other rivals conceding so much to them, you know, he looks the winner to me.
And you finish with Madame Rouge. She should give a really good side again here.
Yeah, definitely. She ran super in the light fingers. Hopefully she's made that natural progression. Similar race here today. It's just got the Group 1 status against its name. And, you know, she ran bravely. Like, she took off early, stuck on well from that better draw today. You know, we're going to get the right run in a race where there doesn't appear a lot of speed. So we could be in the right spot and hopefully ready to pounce and see if she's good enough.
How did Trapeze Artist feel yesterday?
Trapeze Artist felt great, Duff. I've only sat on him twice now, two trials, and I'm delighted with what I'm feeling. He's obviously a world class sprinter. He's raced against the best sprinters we've had in our land and beaten them and been very competitive. He certainly feels like an A grade horse, and you know, we can say it was disappointing first up, but I expect him to go to the Canterbury Stakes next week and bounce right back the way he felt in those trials.
All right, we're looking forward to that. And I should ask you, on Happy Clapper, do you expect to lead today?
I do expect to lead, Andrew, yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear like, you know, it's obvious. Blind
yeah,
you can see
yeah.
that there's no speed now.
Yeah.
Happy Clapper's really laid up in all his runs. He settled, you know, third in a Doncaster, third in an Epton. By default, we're probably going to have to lead. So, you know, I'm not gonna go and change the pattern the way he races. But I just think the way that the cards are falling today, he's going to just naturally lob in front, and I'll just rate him as best we can. And you know, hopefully, well, I'm sure he's going to give Winter run for money. It's going to be a good race from the 600 onwards, I think.
It will be. All right, mate. Well, Stable Talk are about to deliver breakfast here. Duff's just chomping at the bit, mate. The crew there. He's only minutes away. He knows he can start smelling it about 13 minutes to 8.
You're lucky boy. Yeah. No breakfast for me this morning, but you get the best care.
We do.
Peter Tye told me yesterday, he said, it's not only the bacon and egg rolls, he said they got the best milkshakes in Australia.
Milkshakes?
I've got to try one of them.
I don't have any of them.
No, we're talking too much about the opposite that you want us to talk about. Blake, good luck today.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you out here later, mate. Blake Shin joining us. Chris Lees is our last interview of the morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Just on Jem Song, just not 100% again?
No, he's just got a laceration on his leg that just hasn't healed well enough to present at the races. So that's the reason for his scratching, but he's pretty well within himself. But
is it too hard to run next week in the Guineas?
Yeah, it is. No, we'll get the leg right and just reassess which way we go with him.
Okay.
These fillies today, Eldorado Dreaming, inside draw again. And look, you'd be looking for another good run heading to the mile next time?
Yeah, I think so. She's a size winner at the track and distance, so yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a figure in the finish. She's probably relying on that little bit of tempo. She's got to be ridden a touch conservative, though from the gate she might put herself midfield without doing any work.
Miss Fabulous, she's still... You're still teaching a race sense, and it's slowly getting there, but this barrier's not ideal.
No, again, she's drawn awkward on. So, look, in a perfect world, she'd be midfield with cover, but she starts to be really conservative out of the gate. So, again, she's very much reliant on the pace of the race. But I can't fault her at home. She's been relaxed in her work, and she's been very strong at the end of her work. So she's more than capable if things go right for her.
And the last Serene Miss, two inconclusive trials. How's she going?
Yeah, I think she'll need to run, Ron, just looking at her. She's worked quite well since them trials, but just looking at her 1,200 first up, she just may come up a run short. But I think she's still in for a good preparation, and she's a quality mare. And Miss Q, the other one, I thought she was really good first up. She just probably died on a run. She's got exposed a touch early, but she's trained on the right way.
Okay. Dorkhan probably needs a few runs, race two.
Yeah, look, he can react fresh, but he probably needs it a touch softer. So he's narrowly beaten in the Craven Plate first up last preparation, but that was on really heavy ground.
How's your Newmarket horses, Graf in her time, Brave Smash?
Yeah, really well. Graf jumped out yesterday. I was really pleased with his piece of work in her times in good order. And Brave Smash, yeah, he's really good in the futurity, a bit luckless, but we'll still decide whether he goes there or the Canterbury Stakes, but he's ticking over quite well.
And Willie Pike came over from Perth yesterday morning to ride Graf in that jump out. Shows he's pretty keen to get, you know, ride this weight and ride Graf.
Yeah, no, it was good to get him over and have a feel of the horse. It's not the best horse to step away from the gate, so it was good that he had a feel of him and a bit of experience for horse and rider down the straight. So looking forward to next Saturday for him.
Okay. All right, mate, good luck with all of them.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's talking about them. Sister Sledge is a late scratching in the surround.
I'd take a bit of pace out of that.
Comes out of it. It was a late one. So the other emergency, Simi, gets a start, and we'll wait for a jockey there. Race 7, number 16. Okay. All right. Any sign? No sign?
A bit nervous. I'll send Munsey out.
Munsey will have to go and pick it up. Nevesh will have it all in play. Munsey's yelling out. What are you yelling out? All good.
All good.
There it is. The door's opening, Duff.
Oh, beautiful.
You better wonder.
It's a Uber delivery.
Yeah, that's it. Is it Kevin Moses?
No.
No, Kevin on his bike. All right, you go and enjoy that, Ron. Let's go and have a look at all the scratchings now for our TAB programs. And, of course, after the scratchings, we'll have the full preview for Randwick with Duff and Brad Gray this morning from Racing New South Wales. So here at Randwick, we've got we had a quick little burst of shower just about 5 or so minutes ago, but it's starting to clear up. There's a bit of blue sky above us as well. 3.2 just fell after midnight here this morning, and the track is a good 4. Penno 5.16 and the rail is at 6. Race 1, take out 1 Fun Tickets and 14 Pink Moscato, 1 and 14 out of the first. Race 2, the 4 emergencies are out, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 3, number 4, Bivouac, and 5, Rome, 4 and 5. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 7, Gem Song, number 7. Race 6, clear. Race 7, number 11, Very Elegant, number 11. Race, and also out of race 7, take the late one, 15, Sister Sledge, out on Stewards at 7.36. So race 7, take out 11 and 15. And the last of the scratchings for Randwick appear in race 8, 3 Invincible Gem and 5 Floric, 3 and 5. They're the scratchings for Randwick here today. The other main and only other New South Wales meeting today is at Goulburn. It's country championship qualifier day at Goulburn today. Fine and a good 4, Penno 4.8. Race 1, number 1, Love Me Broke, number 1. Race 2, number 9, Valahees, number 9. The third, number 3, and number 6, Tezoff, and 10, Cup Tees. 6 and 10 out of the third. Races 4 and 5 are clear. Race 6, number 3, Wacker. 5, Russian Romeo. And 7, Age of War. 3, 5 and 7. Race 7, number 9, Wano Prince. And 12, Stormborn Angel. 9 and 12 out of the 7th. And race 8, the country championship qualifier, take out 6, Duchess Moshe, 12, Onsvia, 13, Nikonita, and 20, Vertex. 6, 12, 13, and 20. A good 4, the championship qualifier today is to be run at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. tonight. So Royal Randwick and Goulburn are the two New South Wales meetings today. We go to Melbourne. They've got 37 degrees on the way down there, and because of that, they've brought the meeting forward beginning at 5 to 11 this morning. They put 12 mil on last night. It took them about 5 or 6 hours. The track this morning is a soft 5, the rail a 2, but Liam O'Keefe feels certainly it'll move to a 4 pretty quickly this morning. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 1, Bondiga, 8, Passaro, 9, Surprise Baby, and 11, Pedro Ximenez, 1, 8, 9, and 11. The third is clear. Race 4, number 9, Alaskan Jade, 10, Sister Kitty Mac, and 11, Sacred Sister, 9, 10, and 11. The fifth, number 5, Blue Hope, and 12, Almighty Gold, 5 and 12. Race 6, Flemington, 2, Advance Yulong, 3, Widgey Turf, 4, Light in My Veins, and 8, Ullman, 2, 3, 4, and 8. Race 7, number 2, Best of Days, is out, number 2. Race 8, The Guineas, 16, Very Elegant, is out, number 16. And Race 9, number 13, Chevelle Dion, number 13. They're the scratchings for Flemington today. We move to Doomben, and they're getting a few showers up there. They've marked the track a soft 5 this morning. The Penno is 5.4 and the rail at 4. So they've had only 1 mil, but there was a few showers this morning. At the moment, Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 8, Fighting Tio. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 3, Perfect Aim. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 3, Super Suave. 5, Bold Savvy. And 13, The Odyssey. Race 8, number 12, Ever So Natural is the only scratching at this stage. And Race 9, number 9, Cabrinian. 11, Abavida. 16, They Call Me Rose. And the emergency 17 and 18. 9, 11, 16, 17 and 18. They're the scratchings for Doomben. And we'll look at Morfordville Racing in Adelaide. They've got an extremely warm day. They haven't altered the times. The first at 1:46 hour time. 38 degrees or 40 degrees, they're saying. A good 4. 7 mils went on last night. Race 1 clear. Race 2, number 6, Whitecaps. The third, number 1, Leader. 3, Past the Glass. And number 6, Light the Waves. Race 4, number 6, Top Me Up. Race 5, Morfordville, 1, Mount Kilcoy, and 10, Buana. Race 6, number 2, Biscara, 4, Magic City, 5, Fact or Fable, 8, Mockery, 12, Kurame, 13, Lady Pavlevchenko, 14, Mythical Moment, and the emergencies 15 and 16. Race 7, 3, Double Bluff, and 8, Surprise Baby. And Race 8, 1, Lockdown Jack, and 2, Pasito. They're the current scratchings. They're not far from going interim for Morfordville. And for our Sky Sports Radio audience, Peter Ellis will preview at 11 this morning. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us for American Racing. The rest of us will be back to preview Royal Randwick today.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start. From Exceline, trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, TAB's got you covered. This Saturday, place a trifecta on races 4 and 5 at Randwick or Flemington. If you get 2 out of 3 placings correct, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. If excludes WA and SA residents. Big Tab, New South Wales Tab and ACT Tab accounts only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly.
Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade on Sunday, March 3, to be held at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceed and Excel, Written Tycoon, Savabil, I'm Invincible, and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy entertainment from Damien Noel. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter, Sunday, March 3 from 10:30 a.m. RSVP at derbyracing.com or call 0246 480998.
AFL 33244. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's just gone 8 o'clock. This is Sky Sports Radio, and Sky Thoroughbred Central are back with us as well. This is our preview hour of today's meeting here at Randwick. As I speak to you, it's still overcast. Every now and then you can see some